Last week, another pilgrim to the bus near Healy, where Chris McCandless died in 1992, had to be rescued. McCandless is figured in John Krakauer's nonfiction book, Into the Wild. In this Northern soundbite, Fairbanks psychologist Steve Parker says, while it's important to have pilgrimage sites, many journeying to the bus probably don't know the disturbing backstory captured in McCandless's sister's book, The Wild Truth.
Into the Wild is required reading for lots of places, so it touches at something for lots of people, and usually people fall on one side or the other, thinking he was a total idiot or he was some kind of special new Thoreau. I mean, here's this young man with this ideal, and you go into the woods and you can survive on your own. It's kind of a romantic idea of youth and heroism. But what's left out of the book and the movie is that the background to the whole story is one of domestic abuse and violence and alcoholism. That his sister, you know, who he's very close to, talked to John Krakauer, you know, who wrote the book. They were very close, and she really wanted him to leave the material out of the book, and it was also left out of the movie. And 20 years later, she wrote her own book called The Wild Truth and said she really regretted that. One of the things that she talks about was that his mother was a mistress of his father, and he had another wife, and he's really one of seven or eight children, and they had these sort of blended families that didn't really know quite what was going on. They didn't know what the truth was. And one of the reasons that he went off to find himself was he wanted to know what the truth was. He deliberately left his parents behind because they had manipulated the truth. They wouldn't tell him what was going on. And he finally learned, and then he just left because he didn't want anything more to do with them. So it really is a story about the consequences of manipulation, of abuse, of alcoholism. He and his sister were badly beaten growing up. His mother was badly beaten. And so he has to go there to try to find himself. Even Thoreau was 28 when he went to Walden. But he had just lost his son to scarlet fever and his brother to blood poisoning from tetanus. So he went there to grieve and to mourn, and I think that's what Chris was doing. So part of the whole thing that's missing for many people is what the psychological backstory is to this. In some ways, McCandless's instincts were right. He grew up in suburbia. He grew up with a lying and abusive, manipulative father. There was lots of money, but there was no love. So his instincts were to go to find the truth and to figure things out. That part, I think, was legitimate, and I think that's why there's such an appeal to people in the same way that people like The Call of the Wild. You go back and you find yourself. You find what your true instincts are, and you find out what's true and not true. I mean, in these days of alternative facts, nature, people are finding, hey, nature at least is the true fact. So I think his instincts were correct, and I think that's why people, why many young people really appreciate what he did. They want to be like that. They want to put hypocrisy behind and see what's real.
Of course, for some people, Krakauer also did a disservice by suggesting that McCandless didn't die of starvation, but was poisoned by eating the plants around him inappropriately.
Right, and I think that's just a way to sort of make it seem like he was more heroic than he was. Of all the commentary on this thing, I'm most upset by Greg Medrid's commentary. He essentially said that McCandless was schizophrenic. In fact, he said he probably had an early latent schizophrenia or something. You know, he complains about McCandless being incompetent. I think to make judgments like that when you don't know what you're talking about is also a similar problem. And I think that does a disservice to people who are mentally ill, and it sort of too easily categorizes things. The commentary that it was mental illness or that he was schizophrenic, to me, is just really badly misinformed. The question is, why does someone go into the wilderness so unprepared? I mean, why does he go in not knowing how to survive there? He should have known more about what was out there. In the area he was in, there were lakes and cattails. There should have been fish. You can eat bulrushes. There are things that, all sorts of edible things out there that he didn't use. He originally was starting off just wearing his street shoes in, essentially. The book is Into the Wild, and he was 20 miles from Healy on a fairly easy-to-hike road. This really isn't wilderness. You know, that's what's also one of the ironies here. I mean, he's really only a day's walk out from civilization. What happened was that the river got flooded. You know, he was pretty much of a flat hike, and he could have walked out if it weren't for the river. He'd only planned to spend 100 days there. And that's when he tried to walk out.
It's so interesting to me, Steve, that it's almost like there's a paralysis, too, about what to do with the bus. There's a part that many people are drawn to the state and to this destination because of exactly the point you draw, that it's become symbolic of finding oneself in nature.
Yeah, and I think I side with the people that you need to leave it there. It's a little bit like suggesting that one should, you know, level Denali so that people don't kill themselves trying to reach the top, or closing down some of the trails in Chena Hot Springs because every year there are people that go out there and, you know, send search and rescue after the people that walk off the trail. It's an important site for people. I think they'd be much better off building a bridge there. I don't think it's that expensive. I understand that the borough's concerned about liability and stuff if someone gets harmed crossing a bridge, but it's not that big a river, and it's not so hard. So, and it brings in people. And then I'm really concerned about search and rescue people who risk their lives for these adventurers, but it also is a training thing for them, and it's not such a difficult search and rescue like it would be on Denali. So I think they should find some kind of compromise here as a way to maintain the site and let it be, to teach people about how important it is to be prepared. Again, that's the irony, is people die because they're unprepared, following this heroic guy who was unprepared. And also, if people really start understanding the backstory here, that it's about domestic violence and alcoholism and parents and identity, that's also important.
Psychologist Steve Parker practices in Fairbanks. Thanks, Steve, for talking with me today.
Thanks, Roger.